Passage E. Have you ever noticed that the blue uniform worn by our postman is edged with a narrow strip of red ribbon? Question mark. It is not there to make the uniform look smart. Full stop. It is worn to remind us that a long time ago, the postmen of this country were king's messengers and part of the royal household. Full stop. Red had been, from early days, the royal colour of England, so it was the natural choice for the British Postal Service, which had its beginnings in these couriers. Full stop. But let us take the story of the postman back still further into the past. Full stop. There were letter carriers in the days of the Old Testament. Full stop. Some of these letters were written on cylinders and tablets of wet clay, which were afterwards baked so that they would travel safely. Full stop. In our museums, you can see specimens of them, which were found in Iraq. Full stop. The messages were carried by runners or by men on horses or camels. Full stop. In our own country, letters were carried by royal messengers mounted on horses. Full stop. This system was certainly at work in 1482, during the reign of Edward IV. For there is an old report stating that Richard III followed the practice that had recently been introduced by King Edward of appointing a single rider for every 20 miles, by means of whom, travelling with the utmost speed, news could be carried by letter from hand to hand, a distance of 200 miles within 2 days. Full stop. Every stage of 20 miles was called a post. Full stop. So to King Edward IV must go the credit of starting a postal service between England and Scotland. Full stop. In those days, it was only government dispatches, the private letters of the royal family, the nobles, clergy and officials of the court, and the correspondence of the merchants that were carried. Full stop. Few other people could either read or write, and most of them never sent or received a letter. Full stop. Today, of course, postmen carry the letters and parcels for all of us. But we still use the term royal mail. Full stop. Later on, a court official was appointed to look after the posts. Full stop. He was given the title of Master of the Posts, and he was the first Postmaster General. Full stop. Usually, the innkeepers along the main roads were postmasters, who had to keep horses ready for the royal messengers. Full stop.